Yo, check this out. He going live right now. Everybody, shh. It's D Smooth.
Streets 105.1. You know what it is, man. It's the beginning of the week for me, and I appreciate you being here right now. The Voice of the Streets is on your radio. Turn your airwaves up right now. And you know what today is. It's Tuesday, man. I know it's a gloomy, rainy day, but I appreciate you being here. Listen to the voice of me. And you know how I do every Tuesday and any other day that I'm here. I have a special guest in the building with me. I have somebody that's doing something amazing in the community. And this organization, represented by this woman today, Dr. Michelle, is in the building. Your words, STL. How you doing today, Dr. Michelle?
I'm good. Trying to stay dry. This weather has just been a downer.
It's been like that for the last 2 days. And it's like, yeah I want to just stay in. But, you know, I get to meet amazing people like you. So I'm happy I get to come out today.
And I get to be on your show, and thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. So I'm going to tell everybody how I found your organization. So one of my things is, of course, as everybody knows, is that I like to feature organizations from STL that are doing positive things and that are featuring the positivity that's going on in St. Louis. And when I stumbled upon your words, STL, I'm like, wow, why don't a lot of people know about this organization, or why aren't a lot of people tuned in with it? And I think you guys have told me it's fairly new, right?
So it started in 2015.
Oh, well, it's not fairly new.
It's not brand new, but it's been around for a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So talk to me about how the organization got started.
Yeah, so our two co-founders, Dr. Anna Guzan and Dr. Steve Handoyo, I feel like, just like most people in the St. Louis area, witnessed the tragedy with Mike Brown Jr. and felt like we need to do something. Even though Steve lives in Chicago, Anna is here in St. Louis, and Steve is from St. Louis, and they said, what can we do that can actually create change in our community?
Mm-hmm. So as somebody like myself would say, I think words are keys to your soul, to be honest with you, because really, like, words can just make or break your day sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I may sound a little biased, so recently, Dr. Michelle, I looked up my love language. I'm a words of affirmations type of person, so you know, words can kind of make or break my day.
Yeah.
So for a person like me, How would your organization kind of work with it and work with somebody like me with the words of affirmations, relationship language that I have?
Well, you know, I think that Your Words STL, even though we are an organization that typically serves our St. Louis area youth, assisting them with amplifying their voices, we also have these amazing community events where someone like you could come and witness either our kids themselves or actors taking on the words of those kids, listening to their messages, being inspired and walking away like, man, if young people can express themselves with that much power and freedom, what's stopping me from doing the same?
Absolutely. And one of the things that I didn't know is that you guys are really heavily involved with youth. How does Your Words STL and the youth kind of coincide?
Yeah, so our whole mission is to amplify the voices of St. Louis area youth through one-on-one tutoring, creative writing workshops, and collaborative projects. So for us, we partner with specific organizations that have those needs present.
Absolutely.
For example, we work with Mary Grove Children's Home. We work with the young men and women in transitional housing at Mary Grove Children's Home, providing tutoring and creative writing workshops for them. And then we partner with various schools through our Crossing Del Mar program, which is about bringing schools from different sides of the Del Mar Divide or from different parts of the city, bringing those kiddos together for a lot of really fun projects and discussion and racial healing and all kinds of good stuff.
So speaking on racial healing, it's really hard for people to understand what writing out what you feel can do for you. Can you talk about the importance of that, especially in this time that we are definitely at a divide in the nation?
We absolutely are. And I think one of the things that, you know, we are facing, just like everyone else, is that, you know, we are in the middle of two pandemics as it relates to inequality as well as COVID-19. And that has resulted in us, for example, we already serve children who identify as members of marginalized populations. And now, for example, our Marygrove children can't even be going to school right now, so we had to ramp up our tutoring. So for us, it is recognizing that when you express yourself and feel heard and understood, it creates a change in the brain. We know this. One of the best things about our co-founders is that they're both doctors. Like, they know this stuff, so they don't look at it necessarily from just the creative aspect, although Anna is herself a poet too.
Absolutely.
I come into it from all writing, but they come to me with the medical stuff. They're like, did you know that that actually does stuff to your brain? And I was like, whoa, no, I didn't. I just know it feels good, and it's something that we all need to do more, especially now.
Absolutely. And when it comes to creative writing and things like that, how does somebody kind of get into that? And I'm kind of speaking about myself right now because I wanna be a better writer.
Yeah.
And I feel like Your Words STL is like a great resource for that. But like I said, it's typically for youth. But I want to ask you about that program and how creative writing is effective.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think one of the greatest things that YWSTL does is we partner with incredible artists from the St. Louis area. Usually artists who share some kind of identifier with the kiddos that we serve, and they kind of serve as those mentors. They coach them through the writing process. They coach them through the podcasting. And I think one thing, I actually just got done talking with one of our teaching artists this afternoon. One of the things that
you
they
can
always,
name drop too.
Okay. Dr. Treasure Shields Redmond, who is amazing, easily one of the most awesome people I've talked to in the last couple of weeks, just an incredible human being. So these artists recognize that youth have the potential to open themselves up in perhaps ways that we as adults might hesitate more. So when it comes to creative writing, and that's how actually I got involved with Your Words STL. It's like, this combines everything I care about. It's about equity and mental health and justice and kids and creative writing, because I've been writing fiction for a while now. It's all about honesty. It's digging into the places where you know that you have something that you can share, and then crafting some kind of product around that, may it be a poem or a podcast episode or a novel.
Wow, that is amazing. And can you tell me some of the amazing stories of some of the youth that have came in contact with Your Words STL? I'm pretty sure there's a lot of them that you've experienced, but I want you to tell me, give a couple examples of some kids.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, thinking specifically about our kiddos at Marygrove, like, these are kids who maybe were placed in adoption homes and then had to be removed from them, kiddos who have faced multiple incidents of various trauma, kiddos who themselves were perhaps involved in some kind of action, kiddos who really are just trying to start over in a lot of ways, right? Like, we say that they're members of, I say kiddos because it's just how I refer to students, but these are young people ages 16 to 20. And for most of them, they are getting ready to branch into the adult world. So what does it mean to go through something that heavy that for some people would completely destroy you, but to rebuild from that and then to have hopes and dreams? Like, I was talking with one young man about 2 weeks ago who wants to be a fashion designer. He wants to have his own boutique. And he's already, as young as he is, and after everything he's gone through, talking about how he wants to give back to the community. He wants to have a classroom space in the back of his boutique where he can have these community-based workshops and just invite people in to, like, spread his word. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That is so amazing that you guys are touching lives like that. So I want to get to you on a more personal note. And you talked about what brought you into this organization. So, Dr. Michelle, tell me what really sparked you to kind of join Your Words STL.
Yeah, well, basically, I begged Anna for a job, and she finally gave it to me. I was a public school teacher in St. Louis public charter schools for 12 years, and then I'm also a traditionally published author. I write young adult literature.
Well, congratulations!
Thank you. Thank you. This really is this incredible for me. This union or synergy, something along those lines, of all the things that I believe in passionately, and then also YWSTL. It doesn't take a lot to see all the incredible things that you know, we're doing for the community. Our Absolutely. YouTube channel, for example, like if you want to see some incredible young poets throw down, check it out.
So you guys have a YouTube channel, really?
Yeah, we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we got a website, you know, all the standard stuff.
So do you guys go live or sometimes during the poetry slams, or is it just like, you know, we did this, so we're posting it here?
So I'm still rather new. I'm not completely sure if they've gone live during okay. previous performances or not, but what I do know is they have these really amazing videos of those performances on YouTube that you can rewatch. And our Instagram also includes lots of quotes from the young people's work.
Dope. That's really dope. That's really dope. I'm pretty sure you've touched so, like I said, you touched so many people. What do you feel like is the most rewarding thing about being a part of this organization?
You know, I think for me, it's those moments that you don't expect and you don't anticipate, right? Like today we're getting ready, for example, for Giving Tuesday. Like we're talking about, you know, making graphics and getting the promotional schedule put out. But then you find yourself in this situation where you stumble into the words of some young person and it moves you to tears. Like it's those things that you can't plan for. It's those things that you realize that we need to learn from them because they have the courage to speak their truth. Regardless of whatever chaos is happening in their lives, like they still have the guts to keep going.
This I can tell by the way you're talking, like this means the world to you.
It does.
And that is so amazing, Dr. Michelle, that you are actually in this organization and you're doing what you do and you do what you do. What is next for Your Words STL? What's the next thing or what's the next event or what's the plan?
So right now we are ramping up for our Giving Tuesday campaign. We're excited to kind of have our own little podcast mini-series where we invite some of these people who are, I call them like in our orbit. We have all these amazing teaching artists and connections, people that believe in our mission.
Absolutely.
And giving them kind of like the opportunity to give us the gift of their words as we prepare for Giving Tuesday. We're also getting ready to plan another Crossing Del Mar. Not completely ready to say the names of the schools yet. We are getting close. But it has been interesting trying to move such a collaborative, almost like in-person event into an online space. Anna did that back right when everything was shutting down back in March. And it was good. It worked. And we feel like we've learned from that experience. And now we're working on revamping our curriculum into something digital because we don't think that just because there's a virus that racial equity work should stop. So we want
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We want to give schools this resource. So if anyone's interested in learning more about Crossing Del Mar, participating in one of those partnerships, they can definitely learn more about us on our website.
Because I was just going to ask you, so what is Crossing Del Mar? What does that mean?
Crossing Del Mar is one of our three major programming arms. That's where we partner schools who typically come from different sides of the Del Mar Divide, but we also, you know, we don't necessarily have to be confined by those geographic boundaries. We're looking
for. But I like it. I like that. Yeah. I like that you're kind of breaking it.
And that's the entire concept, right? Is that we take these kids who are coming from schools that are in very different parts of the city and bringing them together just sometimes just to form friendships. I did an analysis of the final podcast episodes that our kiddos in one of our biggest Crossing Del Mar exchanges completed as their big culminating project, and one of the things that I heard over and over and over again was friendship. The kids said, I had so much fun, I made all of these friends, I just could not.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they all talked about how they wanted to like keep in touch and like think about, like, that's a fourth grader, like how is that going to then shape the rest of their life?
That is amazing that you can provide friendship for kids and them not see the depravity of their situations. Right. That is so amazing.
Well, and it's not just about the friendship. We do we bring in these teaching artists to lead these workshops for us. And not only are they going to be doing poetry, it's also typical for them to do some other kind of like teamwork building project. And there's also a lot of talk about racial equity. There is explicit instruction over what is the Del Mar Divide? What is Del Mar and why is our city like this? Taking that lesson and communicating it to fourth graders can be a challenge, but it's something that we're continuing to do as best we can.
Absolutely. So as this organization starts to grow and you start to affect more people, and affect more of the youth, how do you find the time to actually be a student of what you teach. Because I'm pretty sure, like, you have to grow with the organization and grow with yourself, of course, of how you kind of put everything together. So how are you going about that?
In terms of, like, my own creative writing?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, for me, it is so critical that I live out that part of the mission, that I be a role model to the young people that we serve, and also to be able to stand next to some of our teaching artists and not feel like I'm completely outclassed, because we work with some incredible people.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my goodness.
You can name drop, too.
Arsenia Tate, Jason, Vassar Elong, who else can I name drop real quick? I'm trying to think. I'm sure I'll think of other people in a second here, but those are just the people who are going to be on our pod, like our little mini podcast
okay,
series.
Great,
just like
great.
Tons of incredible poets. Like, we also work with The Collective, which is a African-American yoga-based organization. So like,
okay.
They will come into some of our workshops and teach kiddos like the power of yoga, which is awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, so, we do a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm saying. I might have to get in one of those sessions. I'm going to have to shave so I can look like I'm 20. So, Dr. Michelle, I thank you so much for coming by. I'd like to give you the opportunity to give the resource. I mean, I'm sorry, give the social media for everything, for the platform, and also for the podcast, so people can start downloading and tuning in to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So pretty easy. We're going to be found on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all at Your Words STL.
Absolutely.
And then our website is just yourwordsstl.org.
So, and you got to tell them, can they follow you personally, or?
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure they're going to want to get in tune with you.
So, I actually have my author account on Instagram, which is Shelly X Leon Author on Instagram.
Okay, so I got to follow. Well, I got to follow you when we get off live. But I thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
And I look forward to supporting the organization.
Awesome.
So you got to tell me an event that I can be at, that I can attend, definitely.
And we will definitely be in touch. We are working on a big collaborative performance with Missouri Baptist University right now, but in the time of COVID, it's all about like a backup plan but we will definitely let you know as soon as we have something nailed down for sure.
Definitely. So, Dr. Michelle, it's been a great occasion for you coming out. I look forward to supporting Your Words STL. Streets on the 5.1, you make sure you go follow this organization right now, Your Words STL. They're helping you through creative writing and through getting their messages out. So, it's really important. Like I said, words can make or break your day, especially if you're a person like me. So tune in. I got more interviews coming up for you today. I got more music coming up for you. Call that number, 314-669-1390, if you got a request. Streets on the 5.1, D Smooth.